Hey everybody, welcome back to the Moto 247 show, a Rocket Media production.
He needs to imagine that there's a girl with big boobs in the first corner, and he needs to be the first one to get to her to get her phone number.
Holding the baby, yelling at me, and I'm like just trying to like get out of here.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Moto 247 show. This is episode 65. I'm Ezra Henry, going to be joined here by Joey Crown to discuss Nashville, and damn, it was a gnarly race, just a gnarly day in general, and I'm getting on here in the studio, just Supercross ended, 450 ended, what, let's see, 30 minutes ago exactly, and wanted to get this, the start of it at least, done, because I'm still kind of in just disbelief of what happened. I did not really, I guess no one can really predict that, right, or whatever, but damn, that it's just crazy round starting off in the 250 class, Cameron McAdoo going down, and during the day and being banged up, and then going a little bit further down the line there, we got Garrett Marchbanks going down, and that is just really unfortunate, looking like a collarbone or a shoulder injury, and gonna finish this episode up here Sunday night and probably get it up by Sunday night, maybe Monday mid-afternoon, so there might be a PR statement on that by the time this gets out, so I got to keep an eye on that. But yeah, then staying in the 250 class, going back to McAdoo, and man, I just feel so bad for the whole PC team. They've obviously, all those guys worked their asses off, and they were dominant for so long, and it's been such a long dry streak, and you got like a couple things here and there. You got the Justin Hill Championship in Supercross back in 17, I believe. Then going into, I think, 19 outdoors with AC. But besides that, it's been pretty dry and just really unfortunate in general. And this year they're doing really good. You know, had Austin Faulkner leading the points there. And the East Coast looking really good and had that gnarly get off in Dallas. And then, you know, rewind to right now, both those guys, both Kitchen and McAdoo were leading the points in the East and West. And things looked like they were going pretty good for the whole PC team. And just a matter of 20 seconds, 15 seconds or some, after that gate dropped in the main, both those guys kind of getting together. Kitchen staying down there for a bit. Someone ran him over. I'm not really sure who ran him over there, but it looked like in the possibly like the torso slash neck area there. I definitely want to see a replay of that, but probably pretty sore for that from that if nothing's, you know, broke, no broken ribs or anything like that, but yeah, it's just crazy. Then McAdoo just still being banged up there and pulling off. So his biggest thing, I think, going into it, and we talked about it last week, was he had a 4-point lead over VL and 13 over Deegan, and I think, you know, it was more so just being worried about Deegan rather than VL, even though VL was right there, you know, 9 points up on Deegan, but you know, I think we all knew going into an East-West shootout, it's a heck of a lot different than just a traditional East or West Coast race. So a lot of things could happen. A lot of guys from the opposite coast could obviously get in between you and the guys on your coast. But fuck, it's, man, it just sucks. It's, like, I think we all want a really good championship, but we don't want anything to happen. Kind of like last year. Like, I know there's a lot of Sexton fans out there, including me. But that's not really a way how you want to win the championship. That was, you know, Eli's championship last year, going in the last couple rounds with what was like an 18-point lead or something. So it sucks. And then getting back to the racing, I guess, tonight. But, yeah, the whole thing with McAdoo, Kitchen there, and Marchbanks getting banged up. Then going into the 450 class, and it was a pretty big race for Jet and Coop there, but you know, Sexton was kind of in the background, 15 points out, you know, still not too far, kind of lurking there in the background, and him having a weird crash over that double, that I guess, well, single, but some of those guys were busting out the double, and man, that was pretty gnarly. Really want to know what happened on that. Can't wait to, I guess, hear what he says on that, because that was pretty freaking crazy. It looked like if I was attempting to jump anything, so something obviously happened. And man, just that get off too after casing it, that could have, I guess, went worse, but it could have been a heck of a lot better too. Then right after that, a couple minutes or whatever it was, like, I'm just still kind of trying to digest this whole thing that just went down right now. Then Rocks and having that get off on the whoops, that's a really horrible place for that to happen. And man, that's that happened so fast too. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that. So that was just pretty crazy. And I already see the social media warriors out there calling for Suzuki's ass on that one, which I don't know if a lot of people. I think we'll talk a lot about this, you know, throughout this episode once Joey gets on, or you know, tomorrow. But yeah, it's just pretty crazy, and I don't see a lot of comments on it. I don't think a lot of people know who does what, you know. I obviously, he has show a suspension, and we'll get into that further. I don't really want to talk about that too much right now, but it's funny everyone's saying it's because of the outdated bike, but that's kind of a freak thing that just happened, and it's just pretty crazy. And the way he landed too, that was pretty gnarly. And I just hope he's okay. That was just an insane get off, and yeah, just a wild night. And then Jet did a Jet like race, right? He was behind the guys, kind of just creeping there in the background, and really capitalized on those guys going down on the sand, and you know, just said thank you very much, and just went right by Eli there, and kind of never looked back. So a Jet type ride, and Coop was right there at the beginning. Like, he, I guess, had no excuses, right? He was right in the back of Jet and could have done something, and it just stinks. You know, the level that Jet's riding at is pretty crazy, and even Eli, like, they both gapped Coop going into the first 10 minutes or so. This is a pretty gnarly race, but I'll shut up here and get Joey on the line and talk more about it. So, yeah, thank you guys for tuning in to this week's episode. It's definitely pretty crazy, and I know last week we were talking about, I was mentioning how, yeah, the West Coast should be pretty simple. Levi should just, you know, reel it in and not really push too hard, and he has a huge points lead, and play it safe, and then the East Coast should be the crazy one. But I think they're both pretty crazy tonight, and I couldn't have been more wrong on the West Coast. That was just a pretty gnarly thing. But anyways, here's Joey Graham, and we'll get further into all the nonsense here. And we're back here with Joey Graham right now, discussing, I guess, the insane night of racing last night. I feel like, or I even said last week that the racing was going to be good and interesting, but I definitely was not expecting that. Like, just what's your, like, I guess, after watching the 250 class, I know we didn't really expect for, you know, all that crap to happen, but just, I guess, what's your takeaways with, like, we talked about how the West is, you know, pretty much on lock. Levi, excuse me there, had a pretty big lead, and that just got diminished. Then same with McAdoo. It's just a killer, or a really bad night for PC, and it just kind of killed their momentum they had going there. But man, I guess a lot's going on in the 250 class right now. Like, Tom Vial could be the champion this year in the East, which is crazy too.
Yeah, it's nuts. The ordeal with McAdoo and time qualifying with Fletso, like, that was a weird, kind of a weird deal. Unfortunately hurt his shoulder, but it looked like he was going to be able to tough it out. He wasn't going to do great, but I mean, probably could have got 10 to 15 in the main event, toughing it out. And then, yeah, coming in the second turn, Wackadoo got squirrely and cleaned out Levi, like, and then McAdoo crashed too. Like, what's the odds of that? Like,
yeah, both, you know, those guys, both red plates, same team there. It's like,
yeah, same team, everything. Like, talk about some crap luck.
Mitch had to be so pissed up there, and you know, yeah, in the stands watching, yeah, it, or in,
like,
the suite or
what,
whatever.
In the world? Yeah, I mean, I don't know what happened to Levi's starts. Like, his starts have been money all the way up until that race. Like, he didn't have a start, which he would have had his whole shot, you know. We wouldn't be having this conversation right now, you know, but he got a bad start, which, open himself up for a crap situation.
Yeah, and you've been there too, where it's like, let's say you get an 8th or 10th place start, and you can be checking your marks off on the first lap, you know, doing everything good on your end, but you have someone squirreling. It's almost like the domino effect, you know, of people going everywhere, you know, everywhere and anywhere in the first couple rhythms, and that was crazy. I was just like, you know, I was just sitting there, you know, watching it alone, but like, huh, like, I want those guys to the win or continue, you know, leading the points there, and 5 seconds in, I'm like, well, damn, well, then seeing Levi get ran over, that was pretty gnarly, and I made this intro last night right after the race because I was like, it's kind of in disbelief what happened in the 250 class and the 450 class, which we'll talk about, you know, a little bit later, but I was in disbelief, so I made this intro in like the first 7 minutes yesterday, and I thought that, you know, Levi broke his ribs or something, which that actually got released this morning, I believe, and he did break a couple ribs, so, you know, fortunately for him, he'll be off this week as they're going, you know, keeping, staying on the East Coast, and then they're heading to the West for Denver, you know, so he has 2 weeks until they're racing again, but just a crazy get off for him, and it was really cool to see him get back up, though, and charge, and he definitely made it interesting, though, because for a while there, like, if he would have DNF'd, it would have been after McAdoo, most likely, I guess, unless he pulled off, you know, right away, but he would have only got 1 point, which would have put him 10 down, and now he's only 2 down, so he's still right in it, and man, the last 2 races are going to be crazy. You're going to have a one, you know, traditional round for each coast, and you got another shootout, which, you know, anything could happen, but it's just crazy that after everything that happened, RJ's holding the red plate in the West with after being down, what was he down, like 15 points or something crazy like that?
I don't mean, he was so far down, I didn't even, like, have him on my radar.
Yeah, exactly.
Going like, into the weekend. Just,
I don't think we even talked about him too much. It was more like, yeah, Levi's looking really good. He has a huge lead. But on the East Coast, man, the East Coast is interesting with McAdoo leading and Vial right there. And then Deegan, I think, was the real threat. We had 13 down, and we're kind of not even, you know, including RJ into the equation at all. Which, yeah.
And Deegan had a bad night, too. So, yeah, it was a crazy night, that's for sure.
Then it was kind of interesting on the broadcast. RC was talking about how Star was saying how Deegan, they're trying to work on his riding style and getting him to kind of simmer down a little bit. And I guess, I don't know, I just found that interesting. Like, what were you thinking about that? Like, I don't know, Deegan's is wild, you know, like revving the bike all over the place, and they're trying to tone that down a bit, but I'm not saying this year has been horrible, but it seems like it's been working so far for him in his pro career. And yeah, it's interesting just to see what, you know, to hear what they're saying on the broadcast there about that.
Yeah, I think he needs, like, I don't know how he's lasted this long riding the way he has, like, being healthy, you know? I mean, he's just looks like he's on an edge almost all the time, which usually that leads to crashes and injuries. But with him up until this year, I mean, he did come into the season laboring with the wrist injury, and he's had a couple crashes now into the season. But, you know, last year he wouldn't crash much. Like, it was crazy, but it's definitely catching up to him this year, and he needs to smooth it out a bit, because, like, Lady Luck runs out, and you know, it's riding like that, it's gonna get yourself in, you know, crashes and mistakes, and, you know, like we saw over the weekend, that track, you couldn't ride it like you normally would, and he gets game face race mode, and it's hard to apply what you're working during the week, like on the weekends, you know, because you get out there and he goes off instinct, and his instinct is to turn his brain off and pin it, you know, which, like I said, it's worked pretty well for him, but it's, you end up being like RJ and crashing all the time, or, you know, at some point it runs out. But RJ he's been doing better, I think, overall, but he still does have those dumb mistakes for him. But he rode pretty darn good over the weekend.
Yeah, I think
he's got to be pretty stoked.
I guess it was kind of more or less, like, for at least for me, I don't know about everyone else, but a little bit of a surprise. I was kind of not looking in that direction too much, which, you know, like you said, he is at speed, but he RJs himself, and, you know, everyone talks about that. But I don't know, I was just kind of really surprised with that. Then out of all people, Joe Shimoda was second in a year that he hasn't even been getting, you know, second in his coast. You know, and then now they're having shootouts, and he's up there in second late in the year. So that's kind of a thing that is right for him, right? You know, later on in the year. So that's, I guess, no news there, you know, no surprises there. But that was, I guess, pretty cool to see. And then Tom Vial, man, this is crazy, though. Like, if he wins this East Coast Championship, like, he's been riding good. Like, don't get me wrong on that. But, like, when you look at each coast, like, wouldn't you have to say Levi is the best in the West, the best guy this year, no matter how it turns out? And then in the East, who would you put as the best guy? Because, yeah, Tom's been good, but I don't think he's been the best. McAdoo's been good, but I don't know. And then Deegan's been good, but he has, you know, he's had some weirdo rides, and, yeah, he's been banged up, but same with McAdoo as well. But it's like, who do you put? Like, I don't know. Like, who do you think deserves this East title? It's just pretty crazy. Like, McAdoo being down, though, but, like, even let's say that besides the points right now, like, who do you think's the fastest rider?
I mean, the fastest rider is Deegan. Like, he's probably the fastest, but they've all had their swings, you know. Deegan's won his races, and then Vial went on his 2-race win streak, like, and then McAdoo, he was on a roll the past few rounds, like, riding really well, so I was like, oh, McAdoo's got this title, and then, you know, he hurt himself, so it's like, it goes in swings. It's hard to say who's the best, because, you know, next weekend, there'll probably be someone completely different, like, you don't know, because it's changing so much, and depends what side the bed they get up in the morning, because they're all so evenly matched. You know, if one guy just has a good day, it's, like, really good. If one guy's a little bit off, then it's, you know, not great.
Yeah, it's been crazy. I'm just waiting for someone to kind of step up, and I think we were waiting for that in the West Coast, and Levi did that, you know, a long time ago, but kind of, I've been waiting for McAdoo, or if it is Deegan. Like, I would have been surprised a month ago if Deegan kind of took the reins there and stepped up, but he's been making
up up till like this past weekend. I thought McAdoo, like, he was the guy, you know, he was on his upward projection or whatever. Like, Deegan won last round, did he?
Yeah,
but even Deegan won that round, but McAdoo rode really well that race, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah, like, McAdoo was right behind him and then just kind of maintained there. But in the heat race, he looked really good, though, yeah.
Yeah, and then the Triple Crown, I think McAdoo won, or the round before that, whatever round that was. Mm-hmm. But yeah, McAdoo was, more the consistent guy, where Deegan had, like, a ninth in there and a sixth and whatever, where McAdoo was way more consistent, and he was, like, consistently getting his strides, where Deegan will just randomly have a really good race, or a poor race, or whatever. But, yeah, it's for sure entertaining to watch.
Yeah, this is crazy. And then going into the year, too, I know there's a lot of hype behind Max Anstey, and I didn't really know how to feel about that, but I definitely thought he would have a better year. He's just, I don't know, getting bad starts and stuff, but kind of been quiet. But, like, he got seven.
I mean, he's been fastest qualifier, like, numerous times this year.
Like, he's had
the speed. So it's clear he's, got the speed. It's like, I wonder, a guy like him, I wonder if he has a multi-year deal with his team, but, like, he should get a factory ride.
I don't think so. I think this is last year, right?
On his team? I don't know. I don't know, but, like,
who knows? Yeah.
If I was a factory team, I would be signing him, like, to be fastest qualifier as many times as he has been. He's won a couple heat races.
I think it's kind of stupid, though.
Or just one point?
I don't know. I think it.
Yeah, I know he got at least one, but
he's been up there.
But he's been showing a lot of speed. It's just the biggest thing with him is his starts. His starts have been horrible, and then when he gets a good start in the heat race, he wins. So
Yeah, like, we saw him at Daytona. Like, remember during the day at Daytona? Like, we're like, oh, my God. Like, he was ripping. Like, if I know you play a pulp with 250s, but, like, if I would have picked him for 250 class if I was doing, you know, any 250 fantasy. Like, he was looking really good, but throughout the day, I'm saying. But, yeah, like, he's shown that speed and has looked good in moments. And, yeah, it's just, it seems like he's coming off in the first lap, you know, putting himself in a really bad spot. And then I guess one other ride, or before I guess finish talking about Ansi here, is the thing that gets me, though, is, you know, they're on a satellite Honda team, and, you know, he's clearly better than any, well, shoot, Shimoda's there, I guess, on HRC, but I don't know, he's been up there, let's say, you know, with the factory guys on Honda, you know, there's no reason why he shouldn't be, I think, you know, riding for them, or if it's, you know, whoever else, TLD or whoever it is. But yeah, those starts are been crazy. But one other thing I want to talk about with the satellite team, the whole Club MX team, kind of a up and down night for them. Garrett going down, that was pretty crazy. I haven't seen any updates on him, but that's just a pretty crazy hit there he had. I don't know if it's what, shoulder or collarbone or whatnot. But
I saw a post. I was going to call him today. I didn't get around to it. I shot him a text because he's getting blown up from people. But I did see a post, like a severely broken thumb, which, man, it must have been really bad. But then he was concussed.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw that too. Yeah. I saw some concussing. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, which I figured, you know, them to red flag it. They're not going to red flag it for a broken thumb. But if he was really dazed and, which it looked like he was moving when he hit the ground, so he wasn't KO'd, but he just have been, he could have been complaining about his neck or you know, who knows. But yeah, I was gutted for him. I hate to see that for anyone, let alone Garrett. Like, Garrett's a good dude, friend of mine. Like, we grew up on Team Green together and racing each other in amateurs, and then we're on the same team on Club MX. We hung out a lot during those days. And then, yeah, seeing that's tough for anyone, let alone when it's kind of your friend there on the ground. So, and he's been another guy who's been super fast. It's just his starts have been really crappy, which I was excited to see him outdoors on the 450 again. I mean, he got a podium last year, so he's another year. Well, older, mature, more mature, like, better rider. So, like, it would have been nice to see him this summer.
Yeah, he was definitely looking, you know, one of those guys up there that were kind of the underdogs in the 450 class last summer. Yeah, he was killing it for sure. And then staying with Club, I guess, with Phil Nicoletti, made that post earlier this week that that this year is in fact his last year. And man, he was up there. He's running pretty good for a while. And before that red flag, too. And yeah, it's crazy, though. He's 35, but I don't know. Like, it's almost, I don't know. He still looks really good. And it's definitely going to suck to see him leave, I guess, you know, the racing scene. But, yeah, he's still putting in some really strong rides. And I guess, interested to see what he has in store for the, you know, the rest of the Supercross season outdoor and SMX, and see what he can do. You know, he had some good rides in the SMX last year, and he looked really good this past weekend in that shootout for a while, holding off Ryder D. Ryder D took himself out on the inside, going up the inside on Phil there. Phil didn't even look over anything. He just kept on going and probably laughing or something. But yeah, he was holding off those guys and looking good.
But. Yeah. It's Phil's been looking really good the past couple of years in Club. It's best I think he's looked in a really long time. And yeah, so it's hard to see him retiring, but yeah, he's getting up there in age, and you tell him talking about it all the time, and like he did in his interview there, like, you know, about the track and just the ruts and the transitions, and it's like how he sees God all the time. you know, get sketchy or whatever. And if you have any thoughts about that when you're racing, you know, it's time to call it, because you're not if you're holding back, it's you know, stuff usually happens. Yeah, hopefully you can, you know, finish the year off some solid results. I mean, it was a pretty good result over the weekend. Hopefully you can keep that rolling the rest of the year.
Yeah, and he's 450 outdoors, right? So
yeah.
So he should be, I don't know, I think he should be up there and doing good, and see what he, you know, keep an eye on him. It seems like the broadcast always finds him. So one other rider I wanted to talk about too in the 250 class, and was Gage Linville. He he was riding pretty good. He was normally, you know, I see these guys and the, you know, who was up there with him? I'm brain farting right now.
Who, what, and what, he or the?
The heat, the one he was holding off for a while, the star.
Oh, Deegan.
Yeah, it was Deegan, yeah. Deegan and
who? Yeah, he was holding Deegan off for a lap or two.
Yeah, I was like brain farting there. I'm like, there's a couple of times I was watching on the screen. I'm like, damn, like he was standing up there and was holding off. Even
the LCQ, like he beat, was it Bennick that finished behind him?
Oh, I gotta look this up now. I'm in the results right now.
Yeah, I think it was a couple star guys up there. Or I think there's two factory guys. Like he got second, and there's two factory guys right behind him. But yeah, Limbo, I was like, where the heck did that come from? Like I mean, he was like a totally different dude.
Yeah, it was Beaumaire first, and LCQ Linville second, Bennett in third, and Henry Miller in fourth.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy. Yeah, like I wasn't expecting that at all. You had that LCQ was stacked, you had Hawkins there, you got Welton in there further back, going down the pack, Romano is way down there and got a bad start. And I'm not sure what else happened, but yeah, a lot of riders down in there, but yeah, he was there looking comfortable too, and I was definitely surprised. Did not really see that coming at all, and you know, and he's looking really strong. You know, multiple times they showed him. I was kind of definitely not expecting that at all.
But yeah, same here.
Is anything else you want to talk about in the 250 class? I just feel like it was a crazy race. I don't know. I feel like there's not that much to talk about, but it's just besides the whole nonsense with not nonsense, but just with the whole Levi thing and RJ, then the point shift, and I think we touched on all that, but it's just crazy. I guess now it's just more or less, you know, I don't feel like there's that much to talk about on that. It's just more or less, okay, let's watch, you know, Philly, let's watch Denver, then go into the shootout and see how it all plays out, because it's gonna be crazy if VL becomes the champion. And dude, like, the dude's unreal. We've seen him, you know, over in the GPs, and the speed he has just in general on a dirt bike. But for Supercross this year, it'll be crazy if he wins. But you're looking, I think he has a 13-point lead on Deegan, so that's pretty crazy. And then McAdoo's 16 points back, which, shoot, anything could happen. You know, we saw RJ come back from the dead pretty much this weekend, or, you know, at least his point standings, you know, his points. But yeah, it's just pretty crazy. I don't know, more or less, I'm just speechless right now. But going into the 450 class, I feel like the first thing we have to talk about in the 450 class is Ken Roczen. Oh my God. That was insane. Just the whole, like, that jump into the whoop section, that triple, that was pretty sick, though. That looked pretty cool. And then just how that all played out with his shock, that happened so fast, and that was, I feel like everyone was, like, that was a really bad spot for that, but, geez, that was just pretty gnarly with his shock there. That's pretty crazy. I saw social media like heating up yesterday about that last night. Yeah, well, I guess what do you think is going through his head at that point? Like just landing, and I'm sure he notices, you know, as soon as he gets in the whoops there that something's fucked. But
yeah, he didn't catch up to him in the whoops, but yeah, it was like insane. Watching it happen like that. And, you know, me, I do suspension, so I'm, like, thinking in my head, like, what the heck, like, I didn't understand. I was, like, trying to figure out what happened to the shock to make it do that, and I'm, like, thinking of all the scenarios, and I'm, like, maybe they didn't have it together right, but then it would have happened sooner in the night, and I doubt they would have did a shock change, and then it would have happened right away in the race. And I'm like trying to figure out. And I'm like, oh, maybe it's the bladder, malfunctioned or something. And then I saw.
I'll pull up his post.
A picture or something, and I didn't see that. And then I'm like,
oh, sorry.
I'm trying to think, and then I, saw his post, and it sounded like the bottom of the shock body exploded or something, which makes no sense. I don't understand how that worked, unless if they're running something different, being it's a factory show a shock. They're running something different there, but yeah, it's for sure a major fluke. From what I've seen, a little information that he put out, whether that's legit or not, but I don't know kind of to hold anything back. But yeah, crazy. And then in his post, like, I saw somebody took a close-up picture, and you could see the clip.
Oh yeah, yeah.
For yeah,
for yeah. The shock. I think Motocross Action posted like a shot by shot.
Yeah, it holds the seal head and like the shock shaft and everything up in the shock. The clip was, along his number plate. I'm like, for the life of me, one in the millions chance to get that on picture, on camera. But two, it's like.
You see that on the left side or his happen. Right? Then the other side.
Yeah, it was the right side, yeah.
It's like, holy
crazy.
The shots though they got on that, like, I was like so like just, I don't know, it's kind of really speechless there. And then like I go on Instagram and I see like they already have these slow-mo shots that I'm like, holy crap, that looks sick though. Like the shots they got for that, like,
yeah,
I'm like, oh my gosh. But here, let me pull
at least they got cool pictures of it.
Yeah, I'm like, if I go down hard, like, at least get some cool pictures.
Yeah, and that first, like, when I first watched it, I was like, you're talking about shock. I'm like, there's no way. Like, I thought maybe he just, it just randomly shock blew up or like the bike blew up or something and it locked up or something, And then, because that could have very well happened, it locked up in the whoops and I don't know. Like, like I said, I didn't think it was a shock malfunction like that. And then when they showed you the video clip from the side, it's crazy. You can see the shock, like,
we know the last couple from whoops there.
Yeah. From when he enters the whoops, and then you start seeing it extend further and further, and then it's become straight pogo stick, and then cartwheels, and then you could see the wheel in the air just jerking it around because there's zero dampening. I mean, the shock came apart. Like they said, the seal head holds. Oh, where the clip goes, pull the seal head in, that the valving, the shims, everything on top of that, that clip come out. So the shock literally just split in half. The shaft came out. Like, I haven't seen the shock, but what he's describing and seeing that clip and then how it visually looked when he was crashing, I mean, that's what happened, and so there was nothing holding, the swing arm on, essentially. I mean, it, like, obviously it's swing arms bolted onto the frame and everything, but you know what I mean? But from
yeah,
keeping the back of the bike up, right, or whatever, because the shock holds it. I'm kind of getting twisted around, I'm trying to say here, but it's crazy. Basically, the end of the story is nuts.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like that. I don't think ever. And I've been around, I guess, the sport my whole life and saw a lot of crazy things happen. And then, of course, with social media, you see every little crazy crash, right, being sent all over. If it's the pro racing or if it's whatever amateur class, someone doing something stupid or something crazy happening. I've never seen anything like that. That was pretty crazy. Did your dad watch the race last night?
No, he didn't. Because I texted him this morning.
Oh, he didn't text him about
Washington
that.
He didn't. Yeah. Because I want to know his thought. Like, before I saw that picture and the clip, like, I want to know what, like, he thought, what happened. Like, how he's been doing suspension longer than I've been alive, and I had some guesses in my head of what it could have been, but yeah, he didn't have watched it at that point. But.
Yeah, I sent my dad two different videos of that happening, because he doesn't watch anything at all now. He's like, you know, if anything goes on in the dirt biker world, he doesn't know anything about it. He's just so out of it. And I sent him, I wanted to get his opinion when that first happened. So he's an old man. He's probably in bed at 9:50 at night. I'm sending him two videos. Yeah, didn't get no response, but I got some other video today he sent me. So I'm like, oh, cool.
But he never even responded?
No, he never responded, but he sent me some other, like, real Instagram reel. Like, well, come on. But yeah, I don't know if he just didn't see it or what, but, yeah. So I'm like, I was just like, holy crap. Imagine being the suspension guy and, like, sitting and seeing that. Like, oh, my God. Like,
yeah, I think it's like, oh, and then going through your head, like.
Yeah, I'd be freaking
out. Making sure, like, you're in your head, like, I put the clip in right. I did this, I did that. That's they're not that extreme, but like my fear, I do suspension work on bikes, is missing something like that, like I have to double, triple check everything because as you saw, even though it was a malfunction, I don't think it was a mechanical error by a mechanic, but it's the fluke deal. But, if mechanic didn't put shock together right and it came apart like that, that caused some serious damage. I don't know if Kenny's okay, but he very well could have been really screwed up if he isn't.
Yeah, imagine if that, imagine different areas around the track, like, where that could have happened at, and...
Yeah, like in a rhythm
some,
section.
Some other outcomes where you're landing off a hard transition going into, like, a triple or something. Or another, portion of a rhythm or whatnot, and being kicked,
and straight over the bars.
Yeah, and I know
flipping a rhythm section.
Oh my God! Like the things that could have happened. Like he might have got off good, but who knows? Who knows if he torn his MCL, ACL, or whatnot? I know nothing's broken. It seems like I saw his Instagram stories today and post, but his foot looks all nasty. His toe looks fucked up like mine did from last summer. I still dealing with the issues with that, but his look like that, and then his whole foot swollen, and then his knee looks ginormous, and so hopefully nothing's torn with that. But just crazy, like Nashville is claiming so many different guys, and it's the same thing as last year.
Yeah,
it's weird,
crazy.
Yeah, and I don't know, but that's just
I'm going to. Going to, do you want to chase? Let's get the crashes out of the way.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, first off, before we talk about chase, I feel like I talk about this a lot, which makes it doesn't matter because social media is stupid, right? But I've seen on Ken's on the Twisted Tea, PMG or HAP, whatever you want to call them, on the team's page. And then everywhere, Motocross Action, or if it's the Racer X page or Supercross page, all these haters' comments. I was kind of bored last night. I work nights, so I have to be up at night. So I'm, going through the comments at, 1 in the morning. And everyone's just, talking about how the Suzukis are the biggest piles of shit in the world. And how that, maybe that issue wouldn't happen if they didn't have an old bike. And I'm going through all these comments of these people. I'm like, oh, my God. And everyone's like, yeah, Suzuki's suspension. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, no.
I'm like,
That stuff is not just stock off the shelf. Stuff's so different than what an average person could get.
Yeah, whatever. Show us stuff.
People commenting that they don't know. They don't know that. That's not a stock Suzuki shock.
Yeah.
A Suzuki or an old bike has nothing to do with what happened. That was just a straight fluke deal.
Yeah, that's why I was going in there. I'm like, I deleted a couple comments I did because I'm like, no, I'm not going to get into some freaking Twitter argument on Twitter or Instagram or whatnot. And I'm like, I'm not getting into this. I'm like, I'm backing out here. I know. I made a couple comments. I've been deleting notifications because I just get a lot of people liking it. But I'm like, oh, my God. Like, this is just stupid. People are blaming the team. I'm like, that could have happened on anyone's bike. But the funny thing is, though, is what I'm saying, because you just brought up Sexton. The funny thing is they talk so much shit, all these, which means nothing because, you know, just a bunch of no ones that don't know shit, right? But they're talking so much shit on, but I find it funny. That's what I'm talking about right now. But they're talking so much shit on the whole Suzuki team. And then Factory KTM had their throttle stick open on Sexton's bike, and Sexton just freaking sent it into that single there that, you know, a couple guys were doubling, but, which it's another freak thing, you know, a rock at the throttle body there and caused, you know, the stick wide open. But, no one talked about Factory KTM and how their team sucks, but I just found it crazy. But,
so that is what happened then. I didn't hear anything on
that's whatever post I saw. Yeah, I don't know.
Jeez.
I don't know how.
That is nuts. Like, you don't hear of that happening ever.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I don't know who posted that, but.
Modern bike.
Yeah, because I was wondering, like, when that happened, like, what was going on there, you know? Like, I know a couple guys were, or for a while, you know, the lead group there were doubling it and going wide and, you know, going to the outside and hitting that triple there from the outside, but. Yeah, that was just kind of a freak thing. It looked like he just nailed his balls there and got ejected straight over the bars, you know. And it was definitely a hard hit.
Yeah, that he was still in the championship hunt until that, and that just ruins that.
Yeah, 15 points down, you know. Like, that's nothing really, you know, in theory, four rounds to go. And here, I'll turn my volume down. Okay, it's off. It kills me because I see all these things get posted, but I don't know who did it.
Yeah, I was devastated to see that. That's another title contender out. And I was bummed to see Tomac drop it at the end there. Like, I thought he was going to run away with that one. And then Chase is just, or Jet just decided to wake up and school everyone.
Yeah, I guess what's your thoughts on that? Because the whole thing with Tomac starting up front, right? Jet was right there and Cooper was right behind him. So Cooper had every opportunity to be right there with Jet. Like, he didn't have a bad start or whatever. He was right there. Then Kenny was on fire, got by Jet. Him and Eli were looking really good. Kind of pulled a little bit of a gap, maybe 3 seconds or so, I'm not sure, on Jet there. Kind of maintained that for a bit. And then they kind of gapped Cooper, though. And then, obviously, the whole thing happened with Kenny, and then Jet reeled Eli in. But were you expecting some more? Like, I thought there'd be a little bit more in Cooper's tank there to kind of be with him. Like, I know Jet has more speed, you know, talking about speed-wise versus Cooper, but Cooper was put in a really good position early on. Like, he was still behind him, but he was right there with Eli, right there with Jet, and you know, everyone that he needed to be up there with to, I guess, make it a interesting, you know, championship here, which he's still not far back. He's 5 points out, but, yeah, I just was expecting more, though. I don't know. Like, I picked Jet to win, but I thought Cooper would have some more fight, kind of do what, you know, Eli was doing earlier on in the race there.
Yeah, I agree. After the heat race, I mean, he didn't win, but he battled Jet and stayed relatively close to him. So I figured he's going to, you know, follow Jet, figure out what he's doing, how to adjust. For the main, and I was like, all right, Cooper's gonna show up for the main, because if he's this good in the heat, you know, he's gonna be that much better in the main. And then just didn't happen. He just, what she said, he just felt a little bit off, which third isn't bad for being a little off. He wasn't fastest in practice like he was the previous weekend either, which isn't, you know, normally not that huge of a deal for him. But Jet was like a second and a half faster than second, which that is like huge in time qualifying. So that made me pick Jet to win. That's a big speed difference in practice. And it does change throughout the night, you know, track wise. But yeah, it's a little bit underwhelming for sure. But a third is not as bad as it could have been.
Oh sure. Yeah, like for sure, you know, staying on two wheels there, going into the last what three healthy, and only being five back. But it's just like, I'm not saying it's bad or anything, but just you don't want to give anything to Jed at all. Like I feel like he's the guy that should win this title for sure. But like anything Cooper can do, he needs to get in there. But I don't know. I don't think there's really any more he could have done without, you know, going over his head and, you know, making mistakes or something. And it just sucks, you know, trying to, I want any of these guys to beat Jet. And I guess he's just making it really hard. And it's almost like, I think if Jet's going to lose his championship, it's almost going to be like he beat himself, you know, like he's way faster and he's proven it right last year. Outdoors and now here in the indoors, and then just stupid stuff like Dallas and the mud race, he didn't do good at all, but like dumb mistakes he makes. But it's almost, it's like I don't know, a different comparison to Deegan's mistakes for sure though. But just like little things, but like then he almost ate shit this past weekend, you know, like there's that one rhythm that Eli was doing and he was close to sitting or getting ejected over the bars there. And like if you would have just came up a little bit more short on that, and just little things like that, you know, like I thought that was going to be like another Dallas type moment or Arlington, whatever, Arlington type moment on that. But pulled it together, and I definitely though I wasn't expecting him to gap Eli. Like he made that pass, took advantage of those guys being down in that sand section there, and you know, went right up the inside there and never looked back. But I think, you know, now three rounds left, something's crazy is going to have to happen for him to lose the championship. Like anything could happen with him only being up 5 points. But I don't know, I feel like Webb needs to be on his absolute A game. Obviously, obviously that's nothing, I guess, no news there. But like, I just don't see how these guys are going to beat Jet and like the foreseeable future too. I think it's just scary because Jet is, you know, only, what, 20 years old. So it's going to get pretty crazy. But, you know, I feel like Sexton's going to get better. But, yeah, it just sucks. I was kind of hoping Sexton would, you know, he's looking good. And we've talked about it on here. And I was really hoping he'd do good this weekend. And really sucks to see him get that bad get off, though, because I was hoping he'd kind of be that wild card in this championship in the final, you know, late stages of it. And you know, now it's, I guess, up in there. We'll see, I guess, how bad he's banged up. I haven't heard how bad he's doing right now, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's bummed. He was on a upward trajectory, getting better every weekend, and then that happened. I don't know, ruined his mojo, for sure. And then now he's out of points. Like, last weekend, I mean, I thought he could have won if he would have got the start over Cooper. So I was definitely seeing a win in the near future for him. And then, yeah, dirt bike racing, routing machines that malfunction, unfortunately got the best of them.
Sucks. I'm trying to go back and find my Sexton post. I don't want to say if that's fake news. I want to kind of confirm that.
Throttle stuck? I mean, it looks like it.
I just want to confirm it here.
If it doesn't say, like, they might have had him take it that off. You know, I could see that being a possibility, you know?
Yeah.
Them not liking him, you know, to say that. Manufacturers are weird like that.
Yeah, like when Kenny made that post about the Honda a couple years ago.
I did, like, I saw him kind of yell at his mechanic.
Oh, yeah, that was
kind of like, yeah, I was like, huh, like, a little bit confused on that. And then, I was thinking, so something must have happened. You know, they, like, if he's yelling at a mechanic, something must have, like, malfunctioned. And then clearly, like, the crash looked like something messed up. But yeah, him like doing that, yelling at his mechanic. I was like, huh, like something, not wrong, something is there. Like something, his bike broke or whatever. And I couldn't think of what it was. And I was watching, like, well, maybe his forks, like the way it popped his front end up. But like, I didn't think throttle sticking. But that makes perfect sense.
That's driving me crazy that I can't find it. I'm looking everywhere.
It's not on his page?
No, it's not on Chase's page. I thought it was someone else that posted that.
Mm.
Like, from what I saw, it was someone credible. It wasn't just some rando, you know?
I mean, Motocross Action.
I have on their page. And
Vital or Pulp.
Oh, I know where I saw it.
Oh, well, we're spreading a rumor if you didn't see it somewhere.
Yeah, we're spreading fake news, so nothing new. But yeah, it's just another crazy thing, though.
Yeah, I do want to – I think it's pretty much talking about everyone, but I do want to touch on – I was surprised at how happy Tomac was on the podium. Like, really? I don't know if you noticed that at all.
I didn't notice. I was in disbelief. I was staring at the TV, like, just speechless.
What, the Jet one?
No, just from Kenny. Oh, that's how the whole race went down. I was just like,
"Oh yeah." You sure you didn't have one of those gummies of yours?
No,
I had a Red Bull and I was amped. Yeah, but no, like Tomac on the podium was like smiling, like happy. And I'm like, huh? Like I've never ever seen him that happy to get caught and passed. Like, I mean, he was riding good. But Jet was just riding better. I didn't look at the times to see if Tomac dropped off or Jet just picked it up or what the case was. But, yeah, he seemed pretty happy with his ride. But, I mean, long day. But it's cool to see. I mean, it's good to see him happy. He didn't really show emotion. So at least he's enjoying it, enjoying the racing and, you know, winning or losing.
Yeah, it sucks seeing. Like, obviously,
we love it when you win. It gets hard.
Yeah, like we all know he's gonna fight for. It's just crazy. It's just crazy seeing. I guess Jet come up, and I know Tomac's in the late stages of his career, and hopefully there'll be something more. You know, if it is next year, if there's another year, but who knows? That's all. I guess kind of a mystery right now, but. Yeah, it's just I don't like seeing Jet win, but I picked him for fantasy. I got that right. Then I got McElrath right. So live timing was like a minute in front of my Peacock broadcast. So I was on live timing, and it showed, I think it was Zach in our group chat there. He was talking about how he had AC for 13th or whatever it was for the wild card. AC was in 12th, went to 13th, bumped – Well, AC was 12th, went to 13th, then he went in the, you know, getting 14th. But McElrath was right there in 14th, and he ended up getting around AC. He ended up getting 13th. On the last lap, and it got me my wild card. I was, like, so pissed because the whole race, he was right there, one spot out of the wild card. I'm like, I swear, like, I was so pissed. I go on there, and he's still saying he's one spot out on the TV. Then I look at my live time, and he's there. And I'm like, no, wait, is that confirmed? I'm like, did he get the checkered flag already? And I'm like, I looked at it, and he did. I'm like, I was freaking out. I was so stoked.
That's crazy. Like, I had Shane McElrath as the wild card. Like, I picked it early in the week. And then I was looking at I'll do my Pulp fantasy picks, and I saw Benny Bloss got 13th and 12th, like, the previous couple rounds. And I'm like, and he qualified 10th. I'm like, huh, he's probably going to get 13th. I changed it to Benny. And then he got, like, 8th. Benny rode amazing, but I was so, yeah, he got 8th, I think.
Yeah, damn, he had the results right up in front of me. Yeah, you didn't see that. Good for him. Yeah, he beat freaking Malcolm there. Freeze, he got a top 10. Wilson and Hill were there. Adam back there in 14th. Talking about Adam there in the wild card for a little bit. But damn, in the heat race, he was looking pretty good. I was kind of pissed at Hunter. But, like, you know. Obviously, if you're faster than someone, get around him. But I was rooting there for AC. But I saw him, like, 2 laps to go in that heat race.
Yeah,
like, there's no way he's going to pull that off. But that would have been sick, though. Been a crazy ride for his career. But yeah, that's just crazy. But I guess we got three rounds to go. Still technically a good points championship. But and I think they're talking about in the broadcast last year how this is like one of the best 450 points championships or race, you know, championships ever. And I don't know. I don't agree. I feel like Jet's the clear favorite, but it's just like he almost like gives free points away every once in a while, you know, dumb stuff. Well, like the freaking
interesting.
Yeah. Like some holiday freaking, trick or treating, you know, type thing. Like he's just giving freaking, he's giving Coop some, you know, free candy, some free points. But yeah, it's just, I don't know. It keeps it interesting though, because it what 3-4 weeks ago he had a 21-point lead. So this could have been over with, not over with, but you know, looking like it was a done deal a long time ago. So yeah, keeping it interesting, I guess. No, but three rounds to go, anything could happen. And same for the West and the East, right? So VL has a 13-point lead over Deegan, 16 over McAdoo, and we got one shootout, one regular round, so it should be crazy for that. West Coast, RJ has a 2-point lead, so RJ, you know, he's going to give it his all, and Levi's been looking really good this year, so hopefully he can heal up in this one-week break here, come back swinging for Denver. But, yes, it should be some good racing, I guess, going into Philly. I guess I'll start with the 250 picks. I don't know. I'm not sure how banged up McAdoo is, but I don't even know. I'll pick Deegan, I guess, getting some points back with a win. Deegan, VL, and shoot. I really don't want to pick Pierce. Oh, man, I'll pick Anstey. He's going to sneak back on the podium. I'll pick Anstey for third, which I feel like that can be. I feel like that could be wrong, but I can see him up there though. I don't know, but yeah, yep,
see that. Them.
But who do you got?
I was gonna go Deegan. I'm gonna do Deegan, VL, McAdoo.
See, I hope he's up there. Like I know.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I don't know how good he is, but. I mean, he's a tough cookie, as we've seen.
Yeah, so 450 class. Picks. Yeah, if you want to kick it off, I guess flip it around for 450.
450. I think Cooper is going to bounce back. So, Cooper, Jet, Tomac.
I hope you're right, but I'll go with Jet, Cooper, Tomac, and we'll see. I guess how Sexton's feeling and whatnot. But I don't know. Been a crazy year so far, and I feel like we still got a few weeks here, and it should be some good racing. But saw this past week you've been on the bike, been getting some laps in on the Cowie. How's it been going down there?
Yeah, it's been good. I'm having fun liking the bike. I was going to actually do a Mid-East hair scramble race today, but it ended up raining all day, so I decided to opt out of that. I am a fair weather racer right now. Actually, I'm not like obligated to do anything, so.
It's fun, though, isn't
definitely
it?
Not.
Like being in that position.
I mean, that's nice, yeah.
Like,
for sure.
In a way.
Being able to pick and choose. Yeah, in a way, yeah. I mean, and racing with one eye would not be a great idea in the mud. I mean, it's that's even cool. Just being in the dry, it's probably not the best idea, but yeah, I'm a dirt bike racer. I'm addicted to it.
Yes, sir.
So I might be doing an area qualifier in a couple weeks, so
keep an eye
that
out.
Will be my first gate drop moto race since my crash 2.5 years ago almost.
That's just crazy how long that's been.
Yeah,
time's been flying by. I remember exactly that day.
Nuts.
And crazy. But yeah, that'll be really cool to see, though.
Yeah. I mean, who knows where that'll lead. I have no clue, like, where my speed matches up. I'll be racing with people. And, like, I've done a couple sprint duros, and I mean, the one I got hurt at. And then I did day in the dirt. So I did do one race. That was in a gate drop, but it wasn't a moto race. It's kind of in between. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to do a moto. But I'm excited for it.
You can do
And who knows, maybe you'll see me at Red Bud or somewhere this year or next. I'm definitely going to do it. Like I've told myself, like I'm gonna race a national or two again. I just don't know when, and I'm 25, so I have time.
You're not rushing it.
Time to do some, and I still go pretty good even with one eye. So when I'm feeling comfortable, with anyone I've ridden with, I can be as fast as. So, yeah, I'll just wait and see. Cool. Hopefully, I can be going two-eyed racing sometime soon.
Yeah, I've been saying like Oakley needs to step it up. They need a Joey Crown Edition goggle. Like maybe. Not run the setup you do, because I think that's very dangerous. But you know, like maybe have a goggle strap. That's yeah. That's on me on the, like they don't like. I know you have a Sika covering, you know, that you know, that has the JC Rider development. But maybe yeah, carry that over onto the strap. You know, but I think it's pretty impressive. You know, like they, I don't know, yeah, says a lot. I know all these goggle companies out there. You know, with all the you know. Cliches they say and all that, but like heck, you know, you're getting done with one eye and beating guys, you know, and you're having that intense rivalry with J-Law, you know, and that's to be continued there as well. So I think that'd be pretty cool. But yeah, it definitely will be. I guess cool to see you back out in the track, you know, racing, and cool to see you out there for Red Bud or whenever and wherever it, you know, it will be, but. Yeah, cool to see you back out there, and especially on Kawi, you know. I feel like, you know, last time you were on Kawi, you're killing it. So, cool to see that. But, yeah, I guess next week, another week of good racing, most likely, for Supercross. And should be some more stuff to talk about here on the pod. And it should be a good one. But, yeah, thanks for hopping on. Thank you. All you guys for listening, and yeah, hopefully we'll be working on something soon. I don't, maybe not too soon, but to get some video feeds going. But I'm really not worrying about that until we get the, you know, normally it's just me in here in the studio. So yeah, once we do more in studio stuff, but yeah, but anyways, peace out, guys. Talk to you next week, and talk some moto.